This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Chile is with us. Marina in Maine is with us. Marina, you had some questions about liver flushing. Is that correct?
Yes, liver flushing, please.
Well, Jethro Close in Back to Eden is my favorite naturalist, herbalist, if you will. And to my knowledge, he is the sort of originator of so-called liver flush. Basically, you eat a lot of apples, if I remember correctly, for several days. And then on the day of the liver flush, you take a huge amount of olive oil and lemon juice. And I've had several patients who brought me in their gallstones that they passed doing that. Now, you must be certain that you have no big gallstones. If they're a centimeter in size, don't try it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's it. Dr. Shelley, do you do any Skype consultations?
You know, Vince, unfortunately, I just don't understand her accent.
Are you asking for telephone consultations, Marina? Is that what you're saying?
Telephone or Skype consultations, yes.
Telephone or Skype consultations, Dr. Shelley.
We do those. They have to be arranged through the office.
Okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Marina. Okay, there goes Marina. Now, Dr. Shelley, you mentioned gallstones not over 1 centimeter of an inch. So, class,
not that even that size. I would like them like a half a centimeter, 5 millimeters.
Okay, so a half a centimeter would be a little bit less than a quarter of an inch, class. So, in case you're wondering what that would be, less than 1/4 of an inch. 1 centimeter is about 4/10 of 1 inch, just to be clear. Okay.
Right.
Is that right, Dr. Shelley? That's what you're saying. Correct?
Yes, you've got it.
Okay. Back in the 1960s, Dr. Shelley, I remember telephone etiquette, at least my telephone etiquette, and it went something like this. Hello, Mrs. Smith. This is Vincent Fennelli. May I speak to Peter, please? That's kind of the way it was, probably for most people, most young people, for sure. Today, telephone etiquette's a little different. It's, you know, you answer the phone, you say, hello. So what are you doing? That's what people say to me. What are you doing? Or, where are you? And my response is always the same. Who is this? And it's none of your business. I mean, really, how do we get to this point where telephones are so destructive? I saw a young person, probably 4th, 5th, or 6th grade, with a smartphone. Really? Why is that? Why does a person that young have a smartphone? And that person was clinging to it. I mean, it was like, well, just you might as well get it implanted because this phone was attached to this young person. Why? Because we're teaching addiction at a very early age. Couldn't be without it.
Personally, I believe that actually television was the beginning of addiction.
I agree. I mean,
there are many, 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 many Americans watch television 40 hours a week. That's almost 6 hours a day. They don't do anything but get up, eat, maybe work, and watch television. I mean, it's crazy.
I was talking to a gal over the weekend. I didn't know her, never met her before, never saw her before, didn't know who she was, still don't know who she is. And she was complaining about her electric bill. And she said, but it'll get lower as soon as my brother leaves the house. You know, as soon as he moves on and goes someplace else. I said, why is that? And she said, well, he leaves the TV on 24 hours a day. And she can't stand it. And so she's looking forward to throwing him out or having him leave or move or whatever the situation is so her electric bill will be a little lower.
Well, I would kick him out overnight. The very first night he tried to leave it on. I mean, I think that's beyond sanity.
Yeah, and so Dr. Shilley, the... Rich Sheban talks about the blue screen, the blue light, and you can see it flickering. I'm sure that if you go down any neighborhood street and you look left or right, you will see most houses flickering well into the late hours of the night. Flickering, flickering, flickering. And is that as addictive? I mean, is like the cell phones? Is there an addiction?
Oh, yeah. I think it's the same kind of nonsense. It's not using common sense or your brain.
I would love to see a study that focused on how much people learned from watching these generally stupid programs. They're called sitcoms. So if someone watched a sitcom, situation comedy, without knowing that there was going to be a test later on, right after it, and the test was administered, and the test said, what was the plot, who was involved, what was said, who said it, and what did you learn from it? I'll bet you that would stump just about anyone watching one of these sitcoms, these mindless, put-your-brain-in-park broadcasts. Dr. Shilley, I was buying advertising for an expo many years ago, and I was at the big television station in Springfield, Missouri, and I was in the lobby waiting for the meeting with the person who was going to be discussing advertising with me for, I'll even tell you who it was, KY3 is what they trade as, the big television station in Springfield, and in the lobby they had, you know, television screen, so you could be entertained with the current programming. And I was standing in the lobby looking at these screens with Mrs. Finelli saying, who in their right mind would be watching this drivel? It was ridiculous. It was mindless. And, you know, with laugh tracks.
And you're being kind.
Yeah. These broadcasts would have laugh tracks. They would have the applause sign. They would take a shot at the, you know, the camera would turn to the audience, and they were trained SEALs. These people in the audience were trained that when that light comes on and the word applause is lit, then you clap. That's what you clap, because that's in case you didn't know, that's when you're supposed to clap. And it's ridiculous. And laugh tracks, the audio of people laughing at these stupid programs to make you think that what you heard was funny. And you must have missed it because other people are laughing, but it's really the laugh track. How did we get to this point? Mad Men, M-A-D-M-E-N, Madison Avenue, advertisers who duped the American people into thinking that smoking would be good for you. More doctors smoke Tarryton than any other brand. Really? So, okay. So that means you should jump on the bandwagon and kill yourself with cancer. I mean, who doesn't believe that smoking, who thinks that smoking doesn't cause cancer? Is that possible that anybody today would think that? I don't know. I see people smoke. Dr. Shealy, I am at a loss for words at how stupid we have become. How stupid. We are willing to kill ourselves. We are not only are we willing to kill ourselves, we're willing to pay for it in the process. A pack of cigarettes in New York City is about $10 a pack. Heck, I remember when you could kill yourself for 25 cents a pack.
Hey, you know, it's part of the dumbing down of humanity.
Yes.
The IQ, I bet you, I'll give you 10 to 1 odds, the average IQ of a 16-year-old today is lower than it was 70 years ago.
No question. What are your thoughts, George, in New Hampshire? Do you think the average 16-year-old is getting smarter?
You know, I'm tempted to just say, "Hi, Ben, what's up?" I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what's up. My blood pressure.
Well, I know you have Dr. Shealy on standby, so you're in good hands. I'll tell you, I between the chemicals and the microwaves, I know the Germans had a weapon towards the end of World War II. They captured it, and I saw pictures of it. It was a microwave weapon, and it was designed to be beamed at men on a front, and within a mile, I guess it gave new meaning to the word splitting headaches. And between the diet and the old story, garbage in, garbage out, right?
Yeah, GIGO, G, garbage in, garbage out, yes.
I just wanted to say I remember as a child, you know, like in the European homes or like the transplanted European homes, you'd eat together at the table, especially like on a Sunday. And you'd all sit there and eat, and they'd talk, you'd catch up, whatever. But I noticed when TV came in, they'd have the movies. They'd put some very good movies on, like around noontime, and they'd time it so that while you were there, I realize it now as I'm looking back on it, that you'd be in the middle of movies, and, you know, you'd be called into dinner, and you'd ask your parents if you could eat in the other room, in the TV room, because you wanted to keep watching the movie. I mean, I was a child at the time. I'm embarrassed about it now when I think about it, but I realize, like you said, it's very rude.
Yeah. George, hold that thought. We're going into a break, and you'll be back right after the commercial announcements.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, Springfield, Missouri. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And class, if you would like to be in contact with Dr. Shealy's office and clinic, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Also, a link on the website, usapreparers.com. On the instructors tab, Dr. Shealy is a senior USA Prepares instructor. Also with us, dialing in from New Hampshire, George. Welcome, George.
Hi. Dr. Shealy, if I could ask you this question. When you talk about the average 16-year-old not being as intelligent as maybe so many years ago, previous generations, I know for a fact that the puberty has been dropping, where I believe that in the later 1800s it was somewhere closer to 14 or 15, and now I believe it's fallen even in our lifetimes. That, in other words, I think it's much closer to like 11 or maybe even a little younger now. If you could address that, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I think that, you know, endocrine system, the entire hormonal system, has been changed abruptly by many, many things, including plastics and including herbicides and dish detergent. And, you know, there's a huge number of artificial things that have changed our entire endocrine environment. So it's not that we've improved, it's we've devolved, if you will, our it's not an advancement in any way whatsoever to have puberty come earlier.
I've noticed, what do you think, Ben, about, I've noticed that they said for the second year in a row, the life expectancy has dropped in this country, while in all of the other industrial nations, they're going up.
Yes,
well, we also,
true.
If I remember correctly, are 36th or 37th in life expectancy and in health compared to other advanced countries. So we actually have contributed more harm to the world than any other nation in history through our industrialization, our artificial chemicals, our nuclear energy contamination, et cetera, et cetera.
Even Coca-Cola and Pepsi, that export, when you think of what that does. I mean, and politically, I'm told, too, it's just, it's like, it's quite an accomplishment, isn't it, gentlemen, that they can take God's good earth and just take what is good, and over a period of little more than 100 years, they can turn it around so that 88% of the stuff in a store is actually detrimental to health. And I know for a fact, and I'm sure you both of you gentlemen see it, is that it's just below epidemic where I noticed the death rate. You have the older generation, say the Korean War group, whatnot, they're living into their 80s. But I've noticed the pronounced a differentiation where the next generation seems to be living into their 60s, maybe 67, 68. Of course, there's exceptions. But as a group, I've noticed a lot of them seem to drop off the map. I'm not trying to be insensitive. They drop off the mat at 67, 68 years old, and they're dying. And I've noticed that they're not going to, I would say many of them, the majority probably will not make it into the 80s or will live as long as their parents.
Well, the average age, so-called average age, varies from 78 to 79 in this country. If people had common sense, average age would be 100. The reason it's so low is smoking and obesity and inactivity.
Yeah. Yeah. If I may ask another question, not to get off topic, but how do you like shooting, Dr. Shilley?
Well, I don't. I have to admit, I had a wonderful experience with Vince and John, but I don't like it. It just doesn't fit my personality. I don't like the feel of it. I don't like it. I can't murder somebody.
You took that over.
Okay, well,
hypocritical.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. George, you want to stay with us?
Fine, sure.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the latest mass shooting in America, which takes place in Florida, the Florida governor, Republican Rick Scott, says,
we all have to stop and say to ourselves, we're fed up with not having a conversation about the reason this is happening.
Scott referring to the shootings at a video game tournament in Jacksonville yesterday when a gunman from Baltimore, Maryland, opened fire and killed two people, injuring 11 others before he took his own life. He's identified as David Katz of Baltimore. No word on what his motive was. America and the world remembering Senator John McCain, who died Saturday at 81. He'll lie in state in Arizona Wednesday, then in the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, and there'll be a memorial service, invitation only, at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, normshuley.com. His number at his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221. Georgia, New Hampshire, please continue.
I agree with Dr. Shuley that it's a dead feeling when you shoot. And I think it's a necessary skill to have in this world, but it's not something that, like I say, I when I see a deer or I see an animal, and I'm not talking against hunters, if they utilize the animal and just don't waste and use it just as a trophy head, I have respect for the need for hunting, but I'm not a hunter. I would much rather watch the animal and just enjoy seeing it in its natural environment And I mean, but like I say, no one. There's two types of people who have guns. One cannot wait to use it against some other person, and the other kind prays they never have to. But better to have a gun and not need it than to need a gun and not have it is my philosophy.
Well, I understand that perfectly. And you know, when my wife was alive, I think I would never have had trouble protecting her. But I honestly, the karma of shooting someone else is more than I could handle. If I had to actually kill the animals that I eat, I would become a vegetarian. And I can't think of any other reason that would make me become a vegetarian. I don't believe in it at all.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, I totally agree with you. It's almost a full-time job, or it almost was a full-time job, protecting our farm from these crazed hunters who would fire their rifles from their pickup trucks on the road when they saw a deer on our farm. And with total disregard to our cattle on those fields, total disregard to people on those fields, total disregard to our home on that field. And I literally had to stand guard and tell people coming down our road, absolutely, positively, do not hunt on this side of this road for at least the next mile, because if you do, the people who live here just might be crazy. And it would be terrible. I was attacked.
Well, interesting, a big recently. Article today on the dangers of vegetarianism to your health and brain.
Gentlemen, I'd like to read something to you. I was attacked on this particular post on my website over the weekend. And on my website, it was brought to my attention, as well as many other people, that I have this post, and I'm going to read it to you in total. No littering, comma, fine $10,000 to $1 million. We strive to keep it clean and safe for our animal family. This includes space junk, and it was authored by me, April 1st, 2018. Any litter found on our farm, those responsible are subject to fines of $10,000 to $1 million. This includes cans, bottles, bags, balloons at $10,000 per piece, and space junk at $1 million per piece. All litter will be held as evidence. Poaching, road hunting, and trespass fines are $10,000 per incident per person. Vincent Finelli. And I was attacked over that as showing less than the required amount of civility. And my response to that is, littering on our farm with broken bottles, cans, bags that the cows can eat and get killed through this careless littering is unacceptable. And space junk landing on our farm that's radioactive, you know, if a satellite falls down, many of the space junk is radioactive. It's powered by small nuclear reactors. Well, if that lands on our farm or anybody else's property, it will be deemed an EPA Superfund site. You won't be able to go back to your farm. Now think about that. Is $1 million enough? I don't think so. I think that's just an indication that it's serious. So I'm just shocked that I was attacked over that. Absolutely shocked. But that's the kind of, well, George Carlin said it pretty well. He said, think about how stupid the average American is, and then realize that half of them are stupider than that. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Are you seeing that in life in your neck of the woods, Georgia, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I, you know, and I know you'll see a vacant lot somewhere or in an area that's kind of like a dead-end road where there's no houses. And invariably, you'll see the remnants of like a couch dumped off there, or people just pull up and they look at it at their own personal dump and they just dump it and disappear. And to me, it was always contemptible because my feeling is I you know, you can see when you pull into a parking lot, some car that was parked there earlier, they just finished some of those, one of those McDonald's meals or something like that. And maybe they should be, maybe some mitigating circumstances they have for them acting the way they are because they're on that diet. But anyway, but they'll throw the whole proceeds rather than them walk over or drive over to the barrel. They'll just throw it right there outside the window. And I, like I said, I never seem to see them do it 90-something percent of the time. But like I said, they just look at the world as their personal dumpster.
Yeah, you're right. And so here's a solution, class. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. So if you have McDonald's brand trash thrown on your property, or Burger King brand, or Arby's, or Kentucky Fried Chicken, or the local pizza joint, how about this? How about collecting it and going through their drive-thru and ordering some kind of a drink maybe, or a hamburger or whatever they sell, and then when you pull up to the window to receive your food, that's in quotes, food in quotes, say, you know what, I changed my mind. But anyway, here, you left this, or one of your customers left this on my yard, and I knew you wanted it back. So here it is. Here's that trash. Now, I think that if enough of us do that, they'll figure out a way to educate their customers to be more considerate of everybody else, because they will get a chance to experience firsthand what having trash dumped in their lap is like. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I think they should be compelled to make their packaging materials into biodegradable things that would break down in relatively quick time, like in a matter of days or maybe just a week or two. I'm just saying, because then at least it would compost itself if possible. I know I'm asking for too much, but I mean, and Monsanto, McDonald's, and those other ones, in my opinion, like I say, I believe that, like Dr. Shaley said, they should be sued out of existence for the garbage and poison that they perpetrated on the public.
George, just as a side comment, I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. However, McDonald's hamburgers themselves don't decompose.
True.
So, I think they outlast their packaging. I think a McDonald's hamburger left out will survive longer than the wrapper that the McDonald's hamburger comes in, or the bag it comes in. Now, the bag, that little baguette of ketchup, or that little packet, whatever the proper terminology is for that liquefied alleged vegetable that's colored red, that stuff, those packets last forever too. But so, yeah.
Did you see that movie? I think it's called Super Size Me or something. It was about the guy who was in really good shape for a 26-year-old. He was almost like an athlete in terms of his, and he had a dietitian, a nutritionist, and a doctor. For the next 30 days, he decided to eat exclusively breakfast, lunch, and dinner at McDonald's. And they said by the third week, he couldn't go on with the study, and his doctor, who was monitoring weekly, said, he didn't tell him what he was doing. He says, whatever you're doing, stop. He goes, this is unbelievable. He goes, medically, this is impossible. He said his liver was beginning to look like someone who had been on Skid Row and been drinking for the last several years, and he says, "This is unbelievable." He goes, "We've never seen this type of illnesses coming about so quickly." And they said it took him months after the 30 days to basically, you know, recover sufficiently where he was back to what he was before the experiment.
George, I got to tell you, I did not see the movie. However, I did see the actors and actresses in that movie at the Chinese Factory Outlet. Walmart. I've seen them. You can see them at your Walmart, too. Just go. Go to any Walmart, and you will see the actors. And
oh, God. You know, you're right. You're right. You know, I don't know. Maybe there should be a bounty on litter bugs and maybe thin out the herd. You know, maybe somehow there should be some lottery system. I'm sorry. I know I'm saying it, but I'm saying they're almost like basically eradicating themselves literally, consciously or unconsciously. They're actually bringing about their own demise with their habits and their own habitat there, you know?
Okay, so let's not stop there. Let's not stop. We'll start with litter bugs. And then add to that list, number two on the hit parade, politicians. Number three, CEOs of the largest corporations. There you go. That's about...
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shilley is with us. George in New Hampshire is with us. And Dr. Shilley, for years, we've been talking about McDonald's. And am I right in saying, let me just ask you, Dr. Shilley, how do you feel about McDonald's?
Well, it's slightly better than Monsanto.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, McDonald's has made the national, international news headline, dailymail.co.uk. McDonald's salad saga rages on. Now more than 500 people in 16 states have contracted explosive diarrhea from a parasite in the healthy dishes. So people have decided that maybe the supersizing, they've had enough supersizing, they can, you know, they've had to buy new pants, new belts, new pants, new belts over and over and over again because they couldn't fit into standard sizes. Well, some of them have tried, in my opinion, they've tried the salads, and they're getting explosive diarrhea from what's believed to be, let's see, what is this parasite? Gosh, it's buried in this article.
E. coli, maybe?
No, cyclosporia. Is that correct, Dr. Shilley? That could be, is that the name of it? Well, anyway.
Yeah.
It's believed to be in the origin in the romaine and carrots used to in these meals, and so you get them with chicken. And so over 500 people in the following states have been sickened by eating at the big factory outlet called McDonald's. Currently, outbreaks have been reported in Florida, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Connecticut, Michigan, Tennessee, and Virginia. And the point, I guess the point I'm trying to make here is if you think If you think that, heck, you know, if I go eat at a big company, you know, at big company's automated line, you know, you're going to be safe. Well, the answer is, I don't think so. I don't think so because people in all of those states that I just mentioned, 16 states, have gotten explosive diarrhea. So what is that like? I mean, so you're eating there and all of a sudden, And now at some McDonald's, you have to have the code to get into the restroom. You have to have the combination to the lock to get into the McDonald's restroom. Absolutely true. So if you've had one of those explosive bouts of diarrhea and you go, I got like 10 seconds, and you race off to the men's room or the ladies' room, and you see the lock on the door, and you don't know the combination, and you run back to your table to try to find that receipt to see if it has the combination. Do you make it? I don't know. But it serves McDonald's right. It serves them right if that happens. Gosh. You know, the more
and
more
I
learn about...
Oh, well, can't all be perfect like us, but they could try.
Yeah. It seems to me that the more I learn about large corporations, the less I like them, the less I trust them, and the more I don't want to be beholden to them or use their services or products. They keep changing the rules. You know, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And then they change it. I'm talking about Sears. They deserve to go out of business. They deserve it because they've cheated us.
They've had three of in the North Country here. They've actually eliminated three of the outlet stores that were up here. So you've got to go quite a ways now to get to a Sears, relatively speaking, because in other words, like they're continuing to contract.
Now, I believe that they had a really good business model. Good, better, best in the quality. I believe that they really wanted to take care of their customers because they realized that their customers was their source of revenue and the reason why they're in business. And then they got some MBAs who graduated in the 70s and said, hey, we don't need to take care of our customers, just the shareholders. Pay exorbitant salaries to the CEOs and everything would be great. And it killed the company. They had to sell their building. They had to sell the Sears Tower. Because I couldn't afford it. And that was the first sign that Sears was going down for good. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Dr. Shuey, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, have a good one.
Thank you.
George,
bye.
Thank you so much for being with us. George, it's great to hear your voice. People have called the farmhouse asking, where's George? Now you know. George is fine.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.